Sport on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Visit Pennsylvania. From the NFL and Croker to the World Cup in Philly. Visit visitpa.com.
I'm joined in the studio by Off the Ball's Colm Bowie. Colm, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Disappointing news from Europe, really.
From Europe for Irish teams last night? Yeah, it is. Yeah, Shamrock Rovers lost 4-1 away to Sparta Prague. It was really disappointing because they weren't well for half an hour, Pat, and then they conceded two really sloppy goals defensively.
And I was listening to the Shells commentary, and they seemed to be going very well in spite of the inclement conditions.
Yeah, because that was in Tala. That was Shamrock Rovers' pitch. Shells had to play there. And so the weather seems to be much worse on the south side because I live by Shells' pitch. It was actually all right on the north side. But the wind was howling and the rain was coming down in droves. Shells had a disallowed goal early on, Chumbipo or Adebeko. And that was kind of it, Pat, really. Hacken had 65% of the possession, so they controlled the ball, but there's very few chances in this game.
That particular offside goal, I mean, it was offside. The commentators were saying, probably was.
It was more hope than expectation. Yeah. But you know, they get €133,000 for that draw, Shelburne. That's huge.
That's big money.
Ange Postecoglou might be in trouble early days at Nottingham Forest. They lost again last night at home to Midtjylland, 3-2 at the City Ground. He's now six games in, no wins, and that's the first Nottingham Forest to have suffered that in 100 years.
They sacked your man.
So, Nuno Espirito Santo, he seems already to be in a better place at West Ham.
He got a draw, didn't he, last the weekend?
He's doing okay compared to Ange, who went right back into management after a few weeks off after being fired by Spurs. It's not going well for him.
All right, now, in terms of domestic games, we've got a semi-final in the Cup, and we also have action tonight.
Yeah, we do indeed. So we have the FAI Cup semi-final taking place at Turner's Cross, Cork City against St. Patrick's Athletic. This is subject to a pitch inspection, I believe, Pat, in about an hour's time because of the rain down in Cork. Interestingly, in this game, away from it being a semi-final, there'll be a protest, a planned protest by the Cork City supporters before this game because of the ownership of Dermot Usher. They're very unhappy with the direction of the club. They have the most costly tickets in the League of Ireland Premier Division, despite being rock bottom of that league. It's €25 per ticket, and there's very little return for that. So Dermot Usher has put €1.4 million of his own money into that club, but they're not seeing an awful lot from it. Recruitment has been terrible, and the City fans, the Cork City supporters, are sick of it. So there'll be a protest before the game. It could delay kickoff by 10 minutes. I don't know what they're going to do. They could throw the tennis balls on the pitch like the Ireland fans did a few years ago. They might just not show up. Who knows? But that is something to look out for. 7:30 tonight, and that's on television as well. Elsewhere, the League of Ireland Premier Division itself, there's two games up for contention tonight. 7:45, both kick off. Waterford against Drogheda United and Derry City play Sligo Rovers.
Now, let's look at the Premier League and the fixtures that are coming up, and there will be an international break, so...
Yes, so I don't know if decisions will be made, but just before we went on air during the ad break, you said, what happens if Sunderland do the business at Old Trafford? And that's very likely. That's tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Manchester United against Sunderland.
I mean, he cannot survive this.
I don't know, Pat.
Manchester
I don't
United.
Know. I mean, I thought there was a part of me thought he was going to go after the Brentford defeat last week to Keith Andrews' Brentford. But there's also another part of me that thinks they're going to keep him for the rest of the season because Ineos and Jim Ratcliffe are just too embarrassed about yet another mistake. But if Sunderland win tomorrow, it's just so difficult to continue to justify keeping Ruben Amorim in charge, especially when he refuses to change.
Because then his record would be worse than Ten Hag's. Comfortably worse.
Yeah, it's so... Even in terms of the first number of games that he's taken charge of in his first year, it really compares badly to every manager since Alex Ferguson even. Like, that's how bad it's been for Ruben Amorim. But he'll tell you about he's not changing for anybody. So that's a game to watch out for at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Tonight there's a game as well, Bournemouth against Fulham. And then probably the standout fixture for this weekend is 4:30, the last one on Sunday, Brentford against Manchester City. So that's Keith Andrews as well flying it last week after beating the other Manchester club. So that's the last game this weekend. As you say, there's an international break coming up. The Republic of Ireland squad is named. They go away to Portugal at home.
Now, you should have a very interesting game, though, between Chelsea and Liverpool on Sunday.
Sorry, you're spot on. That should have been a game that we mentioned to tomorrow, Saturday evening. And they're both in sticky run of form. So Liverpool, for only the second time under Arne Slot, have lost two games in a row. They've never lost three games in a row. But Chelsea haven't been too convincing under Enzo Maresca in recent weeks. So that'll be very interesting.
And I think you'd have to pick Arsenal over West Ham on Saturday as well.
You would, yeah. Despite Nuno's influence on West Ham, Arsenal have just been really, really tidy recently. And if you look at their recent form, like they won away to Newcastle, they beat Olympiacos comfortably during the week. all things are rosy for Mikel Arteta at the moment.
Now, in rugby, there are international games, Argentina and South Africa, Australia and New Zealand. Yeah. But our focus is really on the URC.
Yeah, so tonight, Ulster go to Edinburgh. Now, that game has been moved forward an hour and 5 minutes. It was supposed to start at 8:05. It starts at 7 o'clock because of that storm. Ulster had a great start to the URC last week. They beat the Dragons 42-21 in Ulster. And then tomorrow, we have three of the provinces playing. 1:45, Connacht are at home to the Scarlets. Then Leinster are still in South Africa, of course. They play the Bulls at 5:30 Irish time tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, Munster play Cardiff at Thomond Park. Clayton McMillan's first game in charge at home. Craig Casey, Pat, who captained Munster last week, is injured. He injured his thigh in training on Tuesday, and that's a worry, not just for Munster, but for Ireland also.
And the Formula One, the circus advances to Singapore.
Yeah,
back in Asia,
indeed. So this is, you were talking about weather recently. This is down as a heat hazard race now because of the conditions in Singapore. So it's something to watch out for there. It's the FIA ruling that's triggered because temperatures are predicted to exceed 31 degrees Celsius amid high humidity in the tropical environment. So it means that drivers can actually use cooling vests during the race, but they have to declare it beforehand. It's not mandatory, but they can do it if they want to.
If that's what it takes to win a race.
And Alex Dunn, do you want to mention Alex Dunn recently, just before we go? So he's going to leave the McLaren and driver development program. We mentioned him a few weeks ago, but he's very excited about it. He posted on Instagram and it said, watch out for news upcoming. So he's only 19 years old.
Could he make it into Formula One?
I don't know. It's very exciting. He's left a tantalizing Pat.
Sport on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Visit Pennsylvania. From the NFL and Croker to the World Cup in Philly. Visit visitpa.com.
I'm joined in the studio by Off the Balls, Colm Bowie. Colm, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Disappointing news from Europe.